Hearing loss is a part of the aging process, but when the loss becomes more than that, it can create a divide between those who don't hear well and their loved ones. While both get tired of saying or hearing what, Jim Pignatelli says the one suffering with the hearing loss begins to retreat.
A lot of it, the folks around them start to get tired of hearing what. And frankly, the person who does have the hearing loss also doesn't like to keep saying, "What was that? Could you repeat yourself?" So we tend to withdraw. I also found in my work environment that I stopped wanting to converse on the telephone. So I had to go to face-to-face meetings. It has an impact across the whole spectrum of how you live.
Pignatelli has been wearing hearing aids for the last 20 years due to a genetic condition, and he wanted others facing a similar problem to have the resources he didn't, so he helped fund a program back in 2009 that is now being presented across the country.
My family suffers from hereditary hearing loss, and about 5 years ago when I retired, we formed a chair for adult hearing rehabilitation. Hearing loss is has a tremendous impact on our economy. There are over 50 million people with hearing loss, and only 20% of those have hearing aids. And people with hearing loss have a tendency to withdraw and not desire to enter into communication. They can communicate, but they start to lose those skills. And we determined that it would be a very important outreach to help people communicate better with their hearing loss partners. And we instituted this program at the University of Arizona, and now Fran is taking it nationwide.
Dr. Fran Harris is the program director of the Living Well with Hearing Loss program at the University of Arizona at Tucson, and she's one of the guest speakers Tuesday evening. She says while hearing loss is a part of aging, she says there comes a point that intervention is necessary.
One thing about hearing loss that's important is that it does occur across the lifespan. And so sometimes when hearing loss is progressive, it can start off slowly, and as it begins to increase, people notice it more and more. And so listening to conversation is probably one of the first signs, just misunderstanding some of the things that people are saying. And quite often, it's the person around an individual who has hearing loss who may begin to start to notice it. So not hearing softer sounds, beginning to not understand, especially in background noise, these tend to be some of the early signs.
Dr. Harris says there's a lot of misinformation about hearing loss, so Tuesday's presentation will focus on a lot of education and what people can do about dealing with someone who may be hard of hearing.
We sometimes naturally leap to the conclusion that in order to resolve a hearing loss, there's technology involved, and that's definitely true. But there are a lot of other things that people can do just to improve quality of life and communication, and we will focus a lot on those.
Tuesday's presentation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on the second floor of the Park City Medical Center. There will be an opportunity for questions and answers following the presentation. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.